Last week, the Phoenix City Council voted to approve a pilot program that would put private security guards in 11 city parks for overnight patrol. As KJZZ reported, supporters say the extra security guards, who will be unarmed, are needed to enforce park rules and call police when there is illegal activity like drug use in the parks. But others said it just further targets people experiencing homelessness. Councilwoman Yasemin Ansari voted against the measure and says there are other ways to ensure safety in the city parks. I spoke with her more about why.
So I very much want to make sure that we keep our parks safe. I believe that the park security solution was a reactionary one. And what I wanted to see was a more comprehensive solution and one that actually will make an impact. So specifically, our park rangers at the City of Phoenix, currently we have very few to respond to over 180 parks in the entire City of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We pay them very poorly. The starting salary for a park ranger is a mere $37,000. So it is no surprise that we are struggling to hire. And then most importantly, I think, you know, in addition to investing in our own employees, the most telling piece of the debate that we had last week for me was the authority of the security versus the park ranger. So I clearly asked our parks director, you know, what is it that park security actually has the power to do? And the answer was very little. They cannot cite, they have no authority from the City of Phoenix to take any action. They are simply driving around and monitoring and can call the police if there is anything happening. Mm. Park rangers, however, are well-trained professionals by the City of Phoenix. They do have the authority to cite and actually take action on many things right on the spot. And it would have been very easy at this meeting to, instead of investing this $800,000 in this Band-Aid solution that won't do anything, to invest those $800,000 in our park ranger program to do whatever it takes to pass incentives, increase wages, whatever it may be, to bring those folks on board instead.
So it sounds like you agree with some of the people who voted for this that there's a challenge here. Like, there are parks in the city that, you know, citizens will say they don't feel comfortable going into because of drug use, et cetera. Are you concerned that an approach like this is just sort of further targeting people who are experiencing homelessness or people who are already vulnerable in those ways?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what time of day this park security was added for. It was at night, correct? So we know that many of our unsheltered population do sleep in the parks. And I think that that is a concern. I am, you know, we are being investigated by the Department of Justice overall for the police department's treatment of the unsheltered population. But for me, the reason I voted against this was more about the fact that I don't think it's a thoughtful solution to the problems at hand. And the fact that I think it was just more of a reactionary solution to appease constituents who are concerned about the safety of their parks. I would rather have seen a discussion, a thoughtful discussion about what we should do to enhance safety at our parks in either a subcommittee meeting, because we do have a subcommittee dedicated to this issue, a work study session, a policy meeting, whatever it might be, and really hear the gamut of solutions. You know, one thing I asked for was data around park activation and what kind of an impact that makes on potential issues for constituents. Many of the parks on this list are parks that do not receive as much attention, don't have as much community activities, don't have events. And so I think we could have benefited from spending funds in that regard. But again, the number one issue for me was the fact that I think park rangers are much better suited to address some of the issues that folks are concerned about. And as the people in charge of determining salary for our city employees, we should be prioritizing increasing their salary so that we can actually hire into that department.
It sounds like, though, you do understand the concerns of some of the citizens who are worried about safety in the parks.
I do, of course. I mean, I think, you know, safety in our parks is a top priority for me. I talk to my constituents all of the time about issues they're seeing in a variety of parks in District 7. And I will say that was another reason why I was hesitant, was because this list of parks that we voted on was somewhat arbitrary. The list has changed multiple times over the past few weeks. And there was only one park in District 7 on that list. And there are many other parks that have issues. So again, it does not make any sense to have outsourced security at this one park where we could have a solution that addresses multiple parks and is more comprehensive.
Tempe tried something similar to this a few years ago and has kept it around, although I think last year they added social workers to the security guards to try to, you know, connect with people experiencing homelessness or addiction and help those mm-hmm. issues along. What do you think some other viable solutions look like in your mind if it's not private security?
I think a combination of adding more park rangers to the entire city, having a focus list for them based on actual data of where we are seeing the most issues. And then I do think social workers is a great solution. I mean, we have some of those contracts already in place through our human services department where we have outreach teams, but maybe we need more overnight. Maybe we need to couple the social workers and teams, you know, through CBI and other organizations with our park rangers to go out overnight and talk to folks and make sure that they have access to services and know that they can get help if they need it. I also think back to the parks activation point, I do think we need to invest a little bit more in activating parks that are seeing the most number of issues. You know, that is something that my constituents have been very supportive of. We've talked about it when it comes to even, you know, areas like the Levine Area Conveyance Channel where there are issues, but also some of the issues are because nobody's ever there and nobody's ever activating the space. There aren't events, there aren't activities. And that's something that we have to intentionally decide to invest in as a council.
Yeah. All right. Councilwoman Yasemin Ansari of District 7. Councilwoman, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for telling us your views on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.